sorry. I didn't know the mics were on.
Professional radio at its finest.
95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Look at this clear, boring day.
It is very nice.
Apparently, it's going to go away soon, right? Isn't there rain on the way?
I think tomorrow.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think tomorrow and then through the weekend.
Yes!
If I'm not mistaken.
Woo-hoo!
But I'm taking this in while I can, even though it's cool.
Enjoy.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
And I do love that.
Yeah.
That's why I live here.
You
don't live here because of the summers, because it's a little unbearable in the summers. But the other 8 months are great.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just love everything about this city. This is my home. I don't ever want to leave. I don't care if I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to be old and broke, but I don't care. I'm going to be right here in Los Angeles.
In this studio?
Well, yes. Probably. I don't care. They tear the building down. I'll still be hanging in midair. I don't care.
Well, that's quite the plan. Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah. I... dot, dot, dot.
So like with I in the title.
Well, no. Yeah. They start off with I. Like, I want you to want me.
Gotcha.
I can't get no satisfaction. I am on fire. Help me, please.
All right.
Those kind of things.
People are dumb on the way.
Mm-hmm.
One American dollar on the way. Problems your pet cause.
Oh, don't get me started.
I'm going to get you started.
My little chihuahua has cost us lots of money.
Yeah. Let's see. Gyms are too full.
Oh,
we're going to talk about that.
Wait, they're still going
with all
this late?
Yes, this late, the 16th of January.
We should have given up by now. Yeah.
And what's up with Florida on the way as well?
Such a good question.
On 95.5 KLOS.
What's up?
About what's up with Florida is I know for a fact I'm never going to move to Florida, so yeah. I don't really care what we say about it.
I don't know. I feel like if I get old, maybe Florida's
no!
where I want to... I mean, because of the entertainment factor.
Well, I guess you get to sit on your roof of your whatever and be looking at all the crazies.
Binoculars, just watching the nonsense go on.
All right, I'll come visit you.
This is the beginning of the story. Florida man with underwear around his neck.
That's where it goes, you know.
Accused of prowling in same yard as reported bonsai tree theft.
Oh, no. So bonsai trees have gone missing?
Yes, they have.
And this guy with underwear around his neck just happened to show up there?
And before you make fun of it,
These
trees are valued at $7,000.
I'm going to make fun of how much they're valued at.
Isn't that crazy?
Why? They're neato. They're cool. They're always in dumb movies.
I don't understand.
They're always like proving that someone is really cool in a movie.
Troy Dean Stewart, 35, was arrested and charged with one count of loitering and prowling after the incident last Thursday.
Well, what were you in here for? Prowling.
A neighbor called the police and said a prowler was in the backyard. He spotted them on the surveillance cameras. Neighbor did. The man was seen wearing a gray hoodie, black shorts, and a dark mask on his face.
And going around stomping the trees saying, Godzilla!
Hiding behind a chair. Troy was eventually found in an empty lot. He was lying on his stomach between bushes.
Okay, did he have a bunch of bonsai trees in his pants and
his
underwear?
He was wearing the same outfit the caller described, except the mask on his face was actually revealed to be a dark navy pair of underwear around his neck.
Tidy blackies.
So maybe he pulled it up.
Sure.
Because he did say he was wearing the underwear around his neck to protect his face from the cold. So, I mean, it's possible.
Sure. And the odors. Let's just talk about the odors.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Go ahead and let me cold.
I assume they were washed.
You assume incorrectly. That's, it's Florida.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Not a chance.
He also added that he likes to be in the area to exercise. He was in people's backyards. I like to exercise here.
Oh, and steal bonsai trees.
It's the aesthetic of the area, and I don't like to have cars where I'm working out.
My underwear looks better in this area, too, for some reason.
Suspect was seen on surveillance video on January 11th. Walking toward additional bonsai plants at the same address and fleeing from the area.
Coming to get you, bonsai trees.
As if he was spooked, when the officers went to his house, they found several bonsai plants in the front yard.
What a coincidence. It's a straight up coincidence. That's just a coincidence.
I just want to remind you that the guy was wearing underwear around his neck.
Coincidence.
That's really all I care about.
Coincidence.
In this feature. Sluggo, you have pets?
I do. I've always had at least one. We've had up to four.
Up to four?
Yeah, down to one again now. But yes, always have an animal, a dog, or a cat.
Isn't four like 100?
Yeah, it's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
It is a lot. Yeah.
So I married into a cat. And
you're a big cat fan.
And a dog. I'm not a... I don't love them too much.
Right.
That's not my issue.
So you have a cat and a dog.
Yes.
You're going both ways.
Yes, but I love dogs.
Right.
But the cat, I think, knows.
Oh, they know. Cats know.
because when she throws up, well, we have mostly hardwood.
Uh-huh.
It's always on the couch or on a rug.
Yeah, that's, you know, they, you know.
And I think they know.
Oh, yeah. You know how the butter always lands side down on your toast?
Well, yes.
Cats will always find the one little bit of hard-to-clean carpet to vomit on. It's, and that really neat sound.
It's a miracle. And we're running through the house like diving, trying to get her off the couch.
Not going to happen.
When she's making that noise.
Yep.
And just before we get there, God
they will even leave the hardwood floor and jump onto the couch to vomit.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Do you think it's funny. Do you think it's my fault?
No, it's just cat.
Oh.
They're just that way. They just love to do that.
All right, let's take calls from people whose cat, or not cats, pets, have damaged something in your house.
Oh, okay. Damaged.
How much money has your cat or dog cost
I don't want to
What have you
say.
Had to fix because of your pet?
Or how much have you spent on keeping them healthy and alive?
No, I don't think we want to get into that.
You just are talking about
that's
damage.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't even, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm just talking about problems that your pets cause.
Like how much, like if you had a pet deposit on your apartment, how much did you lose? Did you get any of it back?
Yes. What did they eat? If you had a dog specifically, what did they eat?
I saw somewhere that someone's dog ate like this huge amount of cash. They had cash and the dog. I'm like, why would a dog eat cash?
But why would a dog have availability to cash?
Cash, yeah. I don't know. They probably had it, you know, sitting in a bag on the floor or whatever. And the dog's like, oh,
who puts cash on a bag on the floor?
Dumb people.
All right. So we're looking for problems that your pets cause. 818-955-KLOS.
How much have they cost you?
Doesn't have to be a cat, could be a dog, could be anything.
A parakeet.
Sure.
Whatever.
Any pet.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about problems that your pets caused. What did yours do?
Way back in 1989, I got PAD orders from Charleston, South Carolina. We rented a friend's condo, and I had an American Spit dog that tore the heck out of this guy's entire carpeted area.
Oh no.
He ripped up all the carpet downstairs.
And this is a friend of yours as well, which makes it so much worse.
Yeah. It was a colleague, another officer friend of mine. We didn't know what we were going to tell this guy. We didn't know how much it was going to cost. And then a week later, Hurricane Hugo came through and flattened the place.
Finally, a hurricane was good for one person.
Yeah.
One person was helped.
I was the only person happy that hurricane came through.
That is hilarious. That is awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Very funny.
Just from his sheer smell, he has ruined my carpet.
Is it a cat?
No, English Bulldog.
Oh, English Bulldog. Yeah.
He's ruined your carpet just by the smell.
And I bet he hates baths.
Yeah, and he hates the bath. And you can't give him baths because of their skin.
Oh,
gotcha.
Wow.
So you have to wear a gas mask all the way around.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I had a Great Dane named Duke. He started chewing on our big garage door. He ate about a quarter of it, so we had to get a new one.
He ate a quarter of your garage door?
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do dogs feel the need to do that? I suppose it's boredom, and also they're anxious that you're not there or whatever, but they will just eat the weirdest things.
When you got a dog the size of a horse,
right?
You got to eat something. You can either eat that or the house or whatever.
He probably looks at the garage door and goes, I could take it. I could take that down. I could take that down in one sitting.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Problems your pets cause. We are talking about problems that your pets cause. You have a story like that?
My wife comes home with two puppies. Everything's going good. Dig a little bit in the backyard. Usual puppy stuff. We bring him in the house. We went to the store. We left him unattended, maybe half an hour. We come back. One of them jumped on my pool table and dug up the felt on my pool table.
Oh, dude.
I was I was pretty upset. That was a first.
We had a pool table when I was a kid, and I know how careful you got to be with the felt, but for the damn dog to tear it up.
How do they know that's the worst place to tear it up?
Right.
I think they were pissed because they couldn't play pool. I don't know.
Probably.
Because you're a shark and you were beating him all the time.
Thank you.
Right
for
on. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Syndra.
Syndra, we're talking about pets and the problems that they cause.
Okay, so I rescued a puppy from the shelter, and he was a problem. When he grew up, he ate all of my screens, and we went out of town and came back, and he ate the entire leather sofa.
Oh.
Shreds.
He ate a leather sofa?
Wow.
It was in shreds. I don't know. I would have liked to have seen him do that, actually. But we have no screens on our sliding doors still to this day. No screens.
Oh, my God.
Wow. They're crazy.
Animals are crazy. Animals are, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. It can't be tasting very good.
No. KLOS, hello.
My dad had a Great Dane, you know, and my dad lives out in the country. But the dog was at night and stuff. He would take off and eat the neighbor's chickens.
Oh, no.
He was out there eating chickens.
Yeah.
They're delicious. At least that makes sense. A chicken is delicious.
Right. A leather couch.
A leather couch and screens. Yeah.
Can't be good.
Money.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there. So my dog got me arrested, actually.
Oh, nice.
Interesting. Let's hear it.
Well, she was an escape artist, and so she would dig out of every backyard I ever owned underneath the fence, and she did it so frequently that the dog catcher got to know me and would just call me up and say, hey, listen, we've got your dog again, but you really, really, really need to take care of this. And you got to stop letting this happen. It can't keep being a habit. And I was very thankful that they were as cool as they were. But finally, it was one time too many and they had to give me a ticket. And I was all understandable about it, but I completely forgot to pay the ticket. And so they put out a bench warrant for my arrest.
Excellent. Dang. Good work.
Show up in court.
Wow.
So that was the one and only time I've ever been arrested was thanks to my lovely dog, Gretchen.
And Gretchen had zero idea. Hey, you know what? I'm breaking out again tonight. I'll see you later, Dad. 818-955-KLOS.
Problems your pets cause. We are talking about problems that your pets cause. What do you got?
So we had the dog in the backyard, and we had a very large one of those pools you put up.
You mean one of those above-ground pools?
An above-ground pool.
Like a 15,000-gallon pool. And it chewed a hole in the pool and popped the pool. And all the water came out and went into my neighbor's yard and wiped out all his precious rose bushes.
Oh, man. Wow.
It's always best when your dog causes problems for the neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Look, it's a flood, everybody. Look what I did. Isn't that cool? Here are those stupid bushes. They were very thorny.
That was one insane dog.
I love it. Thank you.
Man. Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
So just before Christmas, me and the wife, two kids, we go shopping, and we leave the dog at home. The dog's in the house.
Right.
We come back. We've seen torn up wrapping paper on the floor, all scattered everywhere. And my kids start looking around. It was like, you know, elementary school, and they got a present from like the secret shopper at school.
Right.
Real cheap, like 29 cents or something.
Right.
It was a Lucky Rabbit's foot. You know, with the chain.
Right.
Well, at first, we didn't know what it was, but we found the bone and all the hair was gone. And the next day, we found hot pink and blue dog turds. For 2 days.
So that dog is going, all right, everybody's out of the house and I smell a rabbit's foot. I'm having that for lunch.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Everything got hot pink and blue. Dog turds ever before.
Yeah, don't want to either.
That was a crack up.
That is awesome, man. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
I had a pit bull. I lived in Las Vegas at the time, and I was living with my fiance, and the dog ended up eating about 20 of her shoes. 20 pairs, but just one shoe out of each pair.
One shoe out of 20 pair.
Instead of maybe three pairs, all the lefts.
That's hilarious.
Every shoe she had, he ate one of the shoes out of the pair. So he figured that, you know, she wasn't no good. We never ended up getting married, and, you know, I left her anyway, so he had a good...
He actually saved you.
That's a very good dog.
Zing, you're in the studio. Oh, beautiful.
That is nice.
It's in stereo, in a row. Quadraphonic sound. You know, it's amazing how many songs start with a title. I
blank, fill in the blank.
I want to be your dog.
Let's play it.
Yeah. Is it in here? I will, absolutely.
818-955-KLOS. That is for Orion X2. I want it all by Queen.
And hit us up on social media. We are at Kevin and Sluggo, and you probably heard Stu in the studio a few minutes ago when we started this mess.
Yep.
He was screaming for this one, the Stooges. I want to be your dog. More than happy to play this.
It is Gimme 5. We're doing songs that start with the letter I.
I dot, dot, dot. I want to be your dog. I want it all. Ozzy there. I don't know. And I got to say, I love these countdowns because, like, things will turn up. People will suggest stuff that I have not heard this song on the radio in Los Angeles in 30 years.
And I love, like, that, too.
Hey, Stu, can you get in Stone Roses? I want to be adored for Brian. Boom, there it is.
There it is.
There you go. Stone Roses. I want to be adored on KLOS. What's that? We got time for one more. Is that correct?
Give me six.
Give me six. You're going to say that wrong, and it's going to sound a little different. I will follow. It's you too on KLOS.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Another story from Florida. They all, about half of them come from Florida.
Who's naked now in Florida? People are dumb in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Quote, you're in big trouble now, Florida woman. Urine spelled U-R-I-N-E. This happened this month. Jessica Beattie, 42 years old. She was arrested on December 28th for possession of drug paraphernalia and driving with a suspended license. So they let her out on her own recognizance, but she had to come in and take a drug test.
Right.
So she came in. She had an appointment on Thursday to pee in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up with a fraudulent urine sample.
Oh, no. Am I going to guess this was... Okay.
She brought clean urine so that she could pass the test that she wouldn't any other way.
Right.
The problem is that when the defendant is given a urine sample, it's monitored by a probation officer.
Okay.
Making it difficult to substitute the, in her case, dog urine that
I was going to say. Yep. What kind of animal was it?
Yep. Also, the test can easily tell the difference between human and dog samples.
Of course it can.
When confronted about the phony sample, Beattie reportedly admitted that she collected the urine from her aunt's dog.
Yuck. Blah. Has she seen pink flamingos? It's almost as bad.
It doesn't say what kind of container she brought it in. And more importantly, wouldn't you love to see video of her trying desperately to collect it?
I am going to have to say yes, actually.
Chasing the dog around.
Come back
cup.
Here! Wait! Oh, man. Come on. Wow. Wrapping up a Van Halen 2-fer with Atomic Punk. That one is for Marin, actually. No, Marin loves that song.
She does.
Yeah.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on KLOS. Time for a little...
Blew it earlier today and yes. Had to give you a dollar because I didn't get a single one right.
Let's hope that happens again.
No!
This is the category, the safest countries to travel to in 2024.
Safest.
Safest countries.
As in you're probably not going to get mugged or blown up or...
I would guess that's what safe means,
in
yes.
Some sort of like yes. Big fight.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Safest countries to travel to in 2024.
Well, immediately Canada leaps to mind.
Canada?
Never heard much going on. Yes!
Number one.
Nice! Wow!
Canada
that
is
usually
one.
Never happens. You think you got it.
Yep.
You guess, and then it's not even on the list.
That's number one.
One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaha. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamaha.com. I'm going to guess New Zealand is probably on that list. They're mighty
nice. New Zealand.
Out there.
All right.
Out yonder.
Let's see here, New Zealand.
Oh,
number 11.
My God. Oh.
Number 11 on the list.
Bubbling under. It's going to be there next week on the top 40. Switzerland is always pretty.
Switzerland, you're saying?
Very quiet when I visited. Nice.
Number two.
Number two.
You've gotten one and two.
Wow. How about Japan? That? How is Japan these days? I think that's pretty
Japan
crazy, but pretty safe.
Is number 12.
Ah, I'm so right
just
under.
Just missed it.
Wow, now I'm starting to run out of ideas.
Yeah, because there's only 200 more countries.
Austria. Austria is nice and quiet, isn't it?
Austria is number 10.
Woo!
Well nice. Done. So you got three right.
What about Honduras?
And you have one more guess. Is that a joke?
No, it's pretty quiet now. It didn't used to be.
Wait, is that a joke?
Like number 57. Honduras. Like how many countries are 250?
Wait, damn your last guess was not Honduras.
Yeah,
that
why
was
not?
A serious guess?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's Honduras.
Yeah, but it's quiet
it's
now.
It's never been the safest country ever.
Well, I thought maybe it'd come around now.
Wow.
It's really nice on the beach.
You are dumb. All right, here's the list. Safest countries to travel to in 2024. Number 10 is Australia.
Australia. Number, okay, that makes sense.
Number 9 is Iceland.
Ah, I was thinking Iceland. But right now it's not because they got a volcano going.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Number 8 is Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Number 7 is Portugal.
Portugal, the man?
Number 6 is United Kingdom.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
I find that hard to believe.
Number 5 is the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Number 4 is Ireland.
Oh, really?
Number 3 is Norway.
Oh, Norway. Wow, how did I miss all these? These are places I want to go.
And you got number 2, Switzerland, and you got number 1, Canada.
I thought I was really onto a dollar there. At least I got some right. I don't have to give you a dollar this time.
That's correct. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned. In What's Up with Florida, a man in Florida was seen sneaking around people's homes with underwear around his neck.
And apparently stealing bonsai trees.
Right.
You know, Florida, what is going on?
You pick your favorite part of that story. Problems your pet caused. Somebody called in and said his dog ate a quarter of his garage door.
And was ready to eat the rest of it if they hadn't shut it down.
And if people are dumb, a woman brought dog pee to a court-ordered drug test.
And what do you know? They figured out it was clean, but it was dog pee. So right.
They can
get
tell
away
the difference.
All right, I'm off to pee into a jar and go in tomorrow to do my drug test.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. He's right, you know. He's right. He's right.
Our pseudo-producer, Scott, pointed out that I owe you a dollar. Kevin, because I didn't get a single answer right on that one American dollar. And you know what? This is the same dollar I won not too long ago. Now it's disappeared. Well, I guess I can't.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, there it is. Look, isn't it nice? This is the same exact one you gave me the other day.
All right, hand it back.
We should just keep trading this back and forth.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Thanks a lot, Scott! You bastard!
We have tickets for you to see Puddle of Mud, the KLOS SoCal Helpful Honda Rock Room. This is happening February 2nd. And I believe I'm going to be hosting it with Marcy.
Yeah, that's super cool. You're going to be on stage there with Marcy at this place. That's a super cool thing.
If you would like two tickets, you can be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
And thanks to our helpful Southern California Honda dealer. We are going to give you a twofer right this second. It's one of those ones while you're dialing from the album. You know how there's like sometimes they segue the song right into the next one. So this is exactly what you're going to get from the Cars now from 1970. Those are my favorite kind of twofers. Exactly as they appeared on the album, two in a row. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Jack.
Jack, you're caller 25.
Get out of here.
Not kidding.
We'll see you later. Bye.
It's February 2nd. You got two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS SoCal Helpful Honda Rock Room.
That's awesome.
It's a whole KLOS thing, which means Marcy and this guy Kevin going to be there doing the whole thing for you. Isn't that nice?
Little interview, little music.
Little hard slap in the face. Oh, wait, that's not happening.
We, you guys, love it.
Hold on, don't go away. We'll get your information. Where's my telephone?
Oh, it's in your pocket.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We have two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS SoCal Helpful Honda Rock Room. That's happening February 2nd at 1 p.m. Keep listening to KLOS to win your way in. And if you want to be caller 25 right now, it's 818-955-KLOS, and you will win those tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug, that's a good name, Doug.
Doug, you're caller 25.
Doug!
You're kidding me.
Not kidding you.
We would never lie to a Doug.
You got two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS SoCal Helpful Honda Rock Room. That is going to be February 2nd at 1 p.m.
I'm excited, and I'm there with bells and whistles. That's going to be excellent.
Right on, Doug. Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, Doug!
Well done. So, I noticed at the gym today.
Mm-hmm. You go to a gym? You work out?
I do. I mean, I know it doesn't show.
Say, I'm sure it'll show soon.
yeah, and
that's
it's
rude.
Jammed full of people.
Really?
And it's January 16th, so that seems like people should be falling off.
What are you people doing?
Right.
Give up your dreams and goals your dreams. Now.
All of you that had this whole New Year's resolution to lose weight and get in shape, stop it.
You're 2 weeks in.
You're gonna fail, so stop going.
I would have to, if I went to a gym, and I haven't. I had a couple in some of the places I lived in downstairs, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'd go use those, but only at like 3 a.m. I can't be around sweaty Joe who's going crazy and the girl who can just make me look so like such a loser, such a gargantuan loser.
I thought like that too until I realized no one is paying
attention.
That's
true. Nobody cares. That's a fact. That's a fact for life. No one pays any attention to you.
That is true.
No one cares.
That's very true.
Very true.
So I'm just saying people who had New Year's resolutions,
go ahead and give up.
Call it quits. It's going to fail. I say that with love, but you're going to fail, and you're going to stop probably by February, so let's just move it up a couple weeks.
More inspirational words from Kevin. Paul McCartney had half a pound of weed in his luggage on his way to Tokyo on this day in rock in 1980, which got him busted and sent him to a jail in Tokyo for 10 days. It had been 24 years since George Harrison had the number one hit, Gimme Love, Gimme Peace on Earth, but on this day in rock in 1988, he hit number one again on the U.S. singles charts with Got My Mind Set on You. Thinking he was a drug smuggler, and what could possibly make them think that, Jamaican police shot at Jimmy Buffett's seaplane with Bono on board on this day in rock in 1996.